News. I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steelworkers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14- and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police officers on Madison's north side are wearing body cameras as part of a 90-day pilot program. The city council approved it last year after years of debate. Officers were trained last week. Madison is using Panasonic cameras for the pilot program. Police Chief Sean Barnes supports the cameras' use. An independent researcher will study how it's going and report back to city leaders after the pilot program ends July 14th. The Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Center for Music is officially open. The new building on East Washington Avenue has 40,000 square feet of rehearsal rooms, studios, and community spaces. WISO staff calls it a permanent home for generations of young musicians. The building's unique shape is inspired by the curves of musical instruments. WISO staff say they're excited to have all their students under one roof. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday? And the game Sunday, so that's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the, imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
In one of his first public speeches, Abraham Lincoln said that if the American Republic were ever to fall, it would not fall to a foreign foe. It would fall to a tyrant who rose among us. And I think that's essentially where we are. You're exactly right. What's unfolding in Manhattan today is part of a larger story about Donald Trump, his behavior, his view of whether or not American democracy exists for the good of the country or for the good of Donald Trump.
Thank you, John Meacham. Oh, no. The Nod Father strikes again.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Don Snorleone was back for day two. Oh, my God.
There's a reason he never went to the Oval until noon.
Yes, that's what Noel Kastler said. He said, now you know. They called it executive time. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is everything he's trying to run against Joe Biden about.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my God, this is so fantastic. Tristan Snell was on TV saying some of these other ones, you know, he just showed up to, like, right. intimidate or just, you know.
Right.
But this one, he has to sit his happy ass
there.
Yep.
All day. Oh, my God. And the House, Hal Sparks is going to be correct. There is going to be a either a fart or a something. I'm not sure I can say that word, but, you know, a productive.
Char.
Right. Fart. Or a full panty dump. Because remember, Noel Kastler has described the set of Apprentice that someone would have to go, what did he say? Clean him up. Bring him back. You know, I have gastrointestinal events. Thank God you guys have not had that patrol
not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not having that patrol.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, no.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I clean up after myself, can I just say, after my gastrointestinal events.
Even if you get it on the ceiling like you did in New York.
That was a long time ago. I lived alone then. There was nothing. Nobody, okay. You guys weren't, you know.
Okay.
I went to a radio studio, so that was my personal cleanup job. And now I learned not to eat a pint of
seaweed
before I went on a bike ride in Central Park. I don't know what I was thinking.
You didn't make it.
No, I did not. I made it. It was the ceiling of the bathroom, so.
Okay.
Wait, how does that happen, Jody?
Gravity
wise,
it's called a hijiki. It's delicious. It's like a sweet. I just got addicted to it in New York. Seaweed.
Uh-huh.
I just had one. It's like
no,
a little afternoon.
No, I know what that is.
Yeah, afternoon snack.
But
not good.
How did it end up?
Well, it causes a very
explosive
cleansing. It's a colon blow. I highly recommend it.
So you just, I don't physically know
don't,
how that happened.
Well,
splash. Maybe
I've been
some
watching
splash.
A cop show. There's sometimes blood splatter goes all the way
That's
up.
That's different.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, you haven't met my ass.
You didn't make it past the portico of your building.
I did.
Oh,
I
you
did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it just did not. I only desecrated my apartment.
Okay,
listen. I don't feel like we need to go over the details from 1980-something.
That is just
it's fascinating.
Think about the physics of it.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Splash.
Yeah.
There was a splash.
Like
a lot of it.
Mount Vesuvius back there. Anyway, here's my point. I think that's going to happen in court.
Yeah,
on the ceiling of the courtroom.
Dr. Jack.
Well, he wears Depends, so it should get caught.
Sorry about the ceiling.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack tweets, Donald Trump is not in control. His ego is disoriented. This is completely uncharted territory for him. This is what I love so much about this. I was saying yesterday, let's enjoy just every moment of his humiliation and grumpiness
and sleepiness.
Inability to sleepiness. He's all the dwarfs. He's sleepy, he's grumpy, he's dopey.
Right.
Okay.
He's not happy.
He's not Doc.
Yeah.
No. So I don't. Here's what I.
And he's not bashful. No.
I guess everyone is saying this is surprising that we have seven jurors already. That this is moving pretty. And first of all, maybe because he's finally realized he has to sit his happy ass in there for however long until this is over, that they're not delaying. I don't know. Victoria Brownworth had a tweet that everybody's talking about that I'm like, oh. Because, you know, of course they came back whining about every single person's social media post this. And, I mean, it appears to me like a couple of the really reasonable people they interviewed, of course, didn't make it on the jury.
Right.
And well, so they only have 10 preemptive challenges.
Well, and also, you're not going to find a jury who has never posted on social media before.
Right. And some of it is like, you know, somebody's husband posted about Trump being orange or what. And...
A jury of your peers does not mean a jury of oblivious people.
Yeah, yeah. And so
these people live in New York City, in the district where the crime was committed.
Yeah. And as Beaver Cleaver would say, Trump got hollered at yesterday.
He did get hollered at.
He got hollered at and junk.
Right.
That's fantastic. And my God, I just love what this is doing to his ego.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a judge saying, shut the up, Donnie.
Yeah, there literally is.
Shut the up,
Donnie.
Not even 2 days in, Judge Merchan calls out Trump's conduct, telling Todd Blanche, while the juror was about 12 feet from your client was audibly saying something in her direction. I will not have any juror intimidated in this courtroom. Shut it.
Shut the up, Donnie.
But anyway, Victoria tweeted, am I the only one who thinks the seven jurors chosen thus far sound totally in the tank for Trump? The guy from Puerto Rico who thinks Trump is, quote, fascinating and mysterious, and the guy from born in Ireland who has already been designated foreperson, the same. The teacher says she thinks Trump speaks his mind and that's what you want. This all sounds very MAGA.
Nobody's foreperson at this moment in time.
Oh, okay. So maybe, yeah, she's incorrect on that detail. But, yeah, I kept saying that I'm afraid, like, our side, we tend to tell the truth and try to be fair. Mm-hmm.
But Jesse Waters doesn't like juror number two.
But their side, I would not put it past them. They're defending a lying dirtbag. So, of course, there might be lying dirtbags that are trying to get on the jury by saying they can be fair.
It's difficult to lie to get on a jury. It's very difficult.
But my question would be, why did the prosecution let those particular people on?
It's a strategy.
Yeah.
There are 18 that they need to get.
Yeah.
There's five more on the jury and then six alternates.
I mean, the lady that hates Trump should have gotten on. Just saying. She represents the vast majority of Americans.
The judge was never going to allow that. There's no way. I hate him.
That's how you know she's honest and fair. I hate him. By the way, Joyce Vance, a lot of people commented on this. I've rarely seen a defendant facing trial alone with no family, at least one person in the courtroom for him. It's a sad commentary for a former president with four grown children and a wife, all of whom seem to have deserted him in the moment. Not just this trial, every trial. They're not anywhere to be seen.
Not if they don't have to be.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe they're all at Barron's graduation.
Yeah,
that's
probably
week.
Next week, and it's not even on a trial day, and the judge hasn't even ruled on it yet.
It's a Friday.
You go to my baby. Maybe shouldn't have been
criming.
Yeah.
Banging a porn star.
And
two seconds out of Melania's shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Goodness.
Was he not 2 seconds out of Melania's shoot? I think so. Was I not being best? Is that what was happening?
That was not being best.
Yeah.
You are not being of the best.
You know the best. You know what a better shoot has? Resilience.
You're terrible.
That sucker was not lightly.
Your silence.
Oh, my God. New York Times did another puff piece on Melania's super mad. She's not at the trial, but she's super mad about it. And
she couldn't care less.
No. Oh, and then, is that the story you sent me? Hang on, about who was that? Oh, Stephen Miller gushes over style icon Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Style icon.
And also Melania when she is wearing clothes, apparently.
Oh,
I prefer the one on the bear rug in the plane where she's spread eagle, that one.
She's the only first lady whose cooter we've seen.
We've seen her shoot.
And her hoo-has.
I saw her baby shoot, so why can't I mention?
We saw her tatas and her hoo-ha.
Yes, Stephen Miller, he preys on Trump for being a fashion trendsetter. Yes. Yes, no. That mile-long red tie and four sizes too big suit is really a statement. He said, this is the most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald and Melania. Again, in the pictures where she is clothed, sure, she looks fine. Donald Trump is a style icon. Stephen Miller, noted reptile Stephen Miller, said he changed American fashion.
To what?
On The Apprentice. People spent the next 10 years trying to dress like Donald Trump.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, well, that's just another tragic side effect of Trumpism.
Well,
Everyone's going to wear the Dozo the Clown outfit for whatever. I haven't seen people wearing the Dozo the Clown outfit. Have you? The big red tie?
And... Not at all.
Okay.
Regis Philbin changed men's fashion when he hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know, the monochromatic tie was a big thing for a while.
Oh, I wonder if Trump's going to ask for a lifeline.
He needs several.
Yeah, he needs all three of them.
Well, he's such
the phone a friend.
Can I have a lifeline, please?
Yeah.
But also, he's such a liar. Of course, like this trial, like every other one, I'm going to testify. Maybe I'm honored to testify. I love to testify. No, he's not going to.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. I mean, you'd have to be as bad as Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Now when you sneeze, we just say Haba.
Yes, thank you. To put him on the stand. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. No. Already they're saying they can use the stupid, I guess.
Everything
he's
saying.
We were talking about how take these stupid microphones away, like Lawrence O'Donnell says. Why are you giving him this bank of microphones? But I guess, like everything else, it's like, keep going. Who was it that said, we have the, Bradley Moss said, keep confessing, thank you, that they can use literally this tape from outside the courtroom now in the courtroom.
Yep.
Oh, 13. Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Let Don Snorley.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted.
Can he go to a less echoey room to speak?
Yeah,
please?
I would hope. As radio pros, we are really offended by this whole
situation. Hang a tapestry up or something.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Do something. Something to deaden it, yes.
But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago.
Him repeating himself?
Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars.
No.
There's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial.
No.
Yeah. Wow, because pretty much every legal expert has said there is a case here, including some on Fox.
Some
I guess
of
they couldn't
ex-lawyers.
Find any, though. Yeah. What? Mm. Okay. Here, this is the part. Yes, one last one.
Oh, there's more.
This is all coming from the Biden White House, because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to disrupt the election.
Okay, I can't. I'm not going to get nominated again for Radio Hall of Fame with that, playing that on this show here.
Sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't help it. I tried.
But that's the part.
It's printed.
Yes, Bradley Moss, a legal expert, said, keep confessing, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This part about he was simply paying legal expenses. Jeffrey Toobin said, the party said I was paying a lawyer. We marked it down as legal expenses, and you get indicted over there. He said, Jeffrey Toobin said, I don't think we should overstate how incriminating it was. His name, he signed some of the checks to Michael Cohen, reimbursing him for these fees in that big, stupid black marker Donald Trump signature, right?
It just looks like squiggly lines.
Okay. Chris,
yes.
Who said 12 feet from your client was audibly saying something in the direction of the juror, I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom, and I want to make this crystal clear. Who said that?
Sinbad.
No. Judge Marchand. Get him. But Trump loves being admonished. In the little time he was awake. You know, you're kind of grumpy and mumbly when you first wake up. So maybe why he was.
You're a little blinky.
Blinky, mumbly.
Yeah.
Cranky.
Sleepy.
Like the PMS, you know, dwarf. 12 dwarfs. What?
12 dwarfs?
Yeah.
He's
bloaty. He's bloaty. He's crampy. He's
There's
bitchy.
There's only 7 dwarfs.
Bloaty, crampy, bitchy. I can't remember. It's been a while. Oops. What? Okay. What are you staring at me for?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
He's the all 12 PMS dwarfs is what I said. He's bloaty and crampy and bitchy.
I didn't know there were 12 PMS
dwarfs.
Yes, neither
did I. Well, that's because you don't have a baby shoot.
She had a baby shoot. Has a baby shoot.
Had. What happened?
I don't know.
They don't have babies. Did you get that so they didn't shoot out.
Did you get that closed up?
It's all closed up now. It's just, it's dry.
Is there like a manhole cover? What's going on?
It's lined with sandpaper.
It's lined with sandpaper.
You wouldn't want a baby to shoot out of there now.
Yeah, I know. It's bad.
All right. We have, hey, it's Man Meat Wednesday. Who's hungry? We have Bob Zesta.
I am.
Malcolm Nance and Carlos Elsrocky. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. Mm-hmm. Yes, plural. Being
is
a mom.
Is the president still upstairs in ensconced in his cozy earth?
No.
The
president is presumably at Camp David.
Oh. Okay.
He'll be back in a couple weeks
to
dog sit for Philadelphia Sexy Liberal. That's the most important thing on the president's agenda.
And for reshoots.
Yes. That as well. Okay. The habit, you know, people that do have baby shoots, being a mom is a full time job. Jody's and mine are closed for business. But even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping, right? This Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleeper. I'm telling you, there's nobody that doesn't love getting Cozy Earth. It made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. They are the softest, most luxurious sheets and jammies and towels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thirsty.
Like, ever. Yeah. Brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give your mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to a luxurious Cozy Earth bedding or sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, my God, we booked another youngin on the show. Santiago Mayer will be in studio. He is executive director of Voters of Tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
We have all the youngins love us because we're so similar in age. Victor Shee and Lindy Lee and
well, you're
JoJo
not
from
50s.
Jurors. Santiago Mayer, a fantastic youth activist. Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
You're not in your 50s.
Right, I am not.
You have so much in common with him generationally.
Yes, and he's here for a big fundraiser. I've never met him. We read his tweets all the time, but he's in L.A., so I said, come on in the studio. So you said, hopefully he won't kill us. We've never met him, but we think this will end well for all of us.
I think if he's executive director of a big organization.
We're probably okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
I have a hate tweet and a love tweet. Should we invite this guy from the hate tweet?
Definitely.
Jeff. Because we tweeted what was going to be on the show today.
Yes, we always do.
And Jeff said, does this person still have a career? Who listens to her?
Well, Jeff, you're following her.
I guess Jeff does. I guess you do.
Yeah, you listen. Write it down.
Okay.
I don't know what Clyde is eating, but it doesn't look like a good idea.
Ah, no!
I don't know what it is. Okay. I love that Jody made me get that while I'm talking.
What is that? All right.
You were closer.
Oh, it's the knob to my head, to someone's headphones. It's the knob to the... Okay. All right. He's a good boy. Okay.
Don't say it, Chris.
I had to... Don't say it, Chris.
Don't say it.
Don't say it, Chris.
It's a headphone knob.
He thinks it's kibble.
Is it mine? Who knows whose knob it is?
It's a knob.
How many times have I said that?
You're a knob.
That's what Lottie
said. I
behaved
like a common trollop in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did. I just don't get out of the house much. I'm just okay. Obasan with a love tweet. It was a great show in Minneapolis. House was full of performances. Spot on. The meet and grope was great. True. Cheers to all those peeps. All these peeps. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. By the way, the VIP meet and greet is a separate ticket now. Please do it. We had so much fun. There's a lot of, you know, groping,
knobs.
Meeting, groping, hugging, crying, kissing. Yeah. So do it. Philly, you're up next.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert Reich tweets, Jenny Thomas was directly involved in efforts to overturn the 2020 election, yet Clarence Thomas didn't recuse himself from arguments today in a case about the January 6th insurrection. Mm-hmm. How is this not a scandal of epic proportions? Thank you. We ask this all the time, but I guess because there's no laws. Speaking of, no one's above the law. The Supreme Court is, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, didn't Clarence Thomas miss court the other day?
He did.
He doesn't have to give an explanation.
No. Was he driving Ginny's getaway car, maybe? Was there a slow speed chase? I'm just asking.
I think the Supreme Court needs some oversight. We should at least know why.
Right.
Was he sick?
Right.
What, did he recuse himself?
Trump. Right. Dean Obadala tweets, Trump lawyer Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. An officer of the court is knowingly lying about the facts of the Trump case on national TV. The hope is that the New Jersey Disciplinary Review Board, who oversees New Jersey lawyers, will investigate or suspend or disbar her. One hopes. That's kind of funny. New Jersey Disciplinary Review.
I know you're bright.
There's a joke in
inside,
there somewhere.
Inside voice.
Okay.
Inside voice.
All right. Bob Suskin next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steelworkers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. SNL cast member Heidi Gardner laughed so hard and broke character so blatantly during an SNL sketch that she says it caused her anxiety. The skit from last weekend involved Gardner as a talk show host with a studio audience behind her as she interviewed Kenan Thompson, who played an AI expert. During the interview, Ryan Gosling sat behind her dressed as Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Kenan Thompson pointed this out to the host, and they had him move, only to replace him with Mikey Day, who played Butthead, and looked hilarious. When Thompson's character called attention to Butthead, Gardner turned to tell him to move as well and saw him for the first time and lost it. She literally could not contain herself the rest of the skit. Gardner said it was Day's exposed gums and teeth that made her lose control. Vulture.com says the show had kicked the idea around for 5 years before actually using it, which is crazy. It's one of the funniest things I've seen on Saturday Night Live in years. I recommend Googling immediately. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December bad.
basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
And we will win because, as our Sue and Karen have said, we are kind and justice-loving folk who love Stephanie. I think that's the important thing.
That's all that matters.
Love, I mean, love of America is in there somewhere, but my point is love of
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Also, Chris and Jody.
Your addendums.
Yeah.
And the rest.
Gilligan's Island, the rest.
Yes, uh-huh. We're and the rest.
Yeah.
No, she said Chris and Jody did a damn fine job on Monday. P.S. Hope you did not contract any STDs on Saturday night. No.
We don't know yet.
Not yet.
We don't know yet.
The tests haven't come back yet.
Exactly. We're waiting for the lab results.
That'd be a fair guess, Kelly.
Lab results aren't in.
Wait till I get to D.C. and wrap myself around this superhero.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Yes. I hope you had a great weekend at this sexy liberal show.
Because we did indeed.
That was like the main stage at Coachella, and
yes.
We were like the cover band. You guys were like the Rolling Stones on
yes.
Saturday night. Then Sunday night, we were like the sort of third stage Rolling Stones cover band called Gimme Shelter. And
if it's you, you'd be the Rush cover band, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Of course, yes. I thought I'd go more mainstream than that, but sure. Yes, let's go with the Rush cover band.
You were the day after the prom event. Okay, got it. All right, so Bob, are you enjoying every moment of his abject humiliation in this courtroom?
Because I am. Know, it's the shot and chaser is his humiliation in court, and then the chaser is the Troth Central stock that I'm following every morning. In fact, it's probably already started selling now. And I'm dying to check out the stock price. I'm going to just check the ticker here because it's always so entertaining.
Did you see someone posted?
The day that I'm on the radio, it's now up 1%.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Say that it's down.
I love someone posted Biden skiing down the graph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you posted, Jeff said, always fight me downhill, boys. And it's just that Scott stopped.
Me downhill. Got to go downhill.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what we learned that's from? That never fight uphill, me boys. Never attack uphill, me boys. What Trump was saying about Gettysburg.
Syphilitic brainworms?
It's not even remote. Well, brainworms, sure. But it's not even remotely connected to Gettysburg, Robert E. Lee, or the Civil War in general. It's a quote from The Outsiders.
Yes.
That movie set in the 1950s. Right. Matt Dillon says
yes.
it in The Outsiders.
God. Remember he did that one gruesome scene that was supposed to be Illegal Alien? It was from Sicario?
Right. He's just, it is.
Like, it's somewhere a couple of those neurons crossed paths and say, you know what? This quote from The Outsiders, a movie about 1950s greasers versus the Socs, yeah. With Ralph Macchio. What? That somehow interwoven, the brain worms have connected that.
He's got to give his brain to science,
War.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah.
First of all, because someone will say you brought me an abnormal brain. But secondly, because it just, don't you think it is just syphilitic worms like swimming in, I don't know what, bleach, maybe horse paste, something. They're just.
When did he have time to watch The Outsiders? I don't know.
He doesn't sleep. Aaron just saw it.
Well, I've seen it a few times, and I had no recollection of that quote. And Donald Trump is remembering that quote and then linking it to Robert E. Lee at Gettysburg, which, by the way, Robert E. Lee did the exact opposite of that at Gettysburg. Robert E. Lee did nothing but fight uphill the entire 3 days at Gettysburg. So there was no way he was warning his boys not to fight uphill because he was actually ordering them to fight uphill all 3 days of the battle.
Bob Seska has sent you a guess the quote, Chris. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who
let's
said,
do this.
She doesn't have the stamina. I said, she doesn't have the stamina, and I don't believe she does have the stamina. of Hillary Clinton.
Snagglepuss.
No, that would be Donald Bingo. Trump, as quoted during the same year in which Hillary Clinton sat for 11 hours for the Benghazi hearing and did not doze off once.
Nope.
Can you? He's 2 days in a row. He's fallen asleep.
Two days in a row.
Let's see if we can make it
a
trio.
I've got the solution. Buzz and I came up with a solution for this yesterday on the show. Judge Mershon has to bring in a lion into the courtroom so that the next time Donald Trump falls asleep, the lion should start licking his toes so that when he wakes up, like the Three Stooges sketch, when he wakes up, there's a lion licking his toes. But then we actually one-upped ourselves because Donald Trump hates sharks more than anything.
And dogs.
He's terrified of sharks. So I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if while he's sleeping, Judge Mershon brought in a shark to lick Donald Trump's toes? See, now that...
Bonnie, of my Bonnie and Clyde, or as I call her, Mrs. Kisses, we should bring... Could I sneak her in? Because she'll just, like, lick the bronzer off till he wakes up.
Oh, she will.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Jody, is there a Three Stooges section of New York penal law that allows for a lion in the courtroom to lick Donald Trump's toes? Can we do that legally?
I would love that.
Yeah, I told a story yesterday of my brother and I once when my dad would fall asleep, we put rug fuzz on his tongue one time. That was funny. I'm spitballing. I'm a liberal helper. I'm giving people ideas. Just you know. Okay.
I'm sure he loved that.
Yes. I'm sure he did.
I'm telling you, though, he
Not since
Ronnie
Nuremberg
Jackson.
Trials has he had such a dignified
moment. He
does
need
moment.
Ronnie Jackson. Right. You're right, Bob.
I'm sorry. What, Bob?
Oh, he needs Ronnie Jackson to come to the rescue.
Yes.
Because in the old days, back in the White House, Ronnie Jackson would have given him Provigil, which would have perked him right up.
I know. I wonder if his lawyers dosed him so he'll shut up because they're afraid of, like, you know.
With, like, some sort of injectable meth or something like that? Because that's what they used to give people.
Right. Okay.
Right, except they have to do it secretly. When he's not looking, they just take one of those dart guns, the tranquilizer dart guns they use to anesthetize animals in the wild, just right in the back of the neck, the little dart right in the back, and then he just goes...
Yeah, that's what Chris and I have made the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdoms suggestion many times. It's the only thing that's going to stop. The thing they used to use for, like, rhinos. Just something, you know. That gets the thick.
But why
skin.
Can't I be that guy that shoots him with a tranquilizer dart?
Yeah.
You know, I'm...
You want to be Jim in the helicopter.
In the copter.
Yeah.
In the safety of the copter.
I want to help. I want to help them in that way. See, I'm trying to be a helper. I'm trying to be magnanimous with Donald Trump defense team. If you need someone to shoot him with the tranquilizer dart, you can find me on Twitter at @BobSeska_go. Thank you.
By the way, you're such a good sport. I just love the show has become like coming to Thanksgiving dinner and not like an interview. Just good luck if you get a word in.
Yes, we all just blurt things.
We're just spitballs. Okay. You also quoted Alina Habba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Who said, they're not even allowing a father to attend his son's graduation. And you said another lie. Mershon didn't say Trump couldn't go. He wants to wait and see how the trial goes. If Trump does his usual delay thing, it's a no. If they stay on schedule, he can go. Not to mention, it's a Friday night, which he could make anyway.
Yeah.
It's always a lie.
I love that he's being treated like a little boy.
Right.
Okay, you know what?
If you're good.
All your peas and carrots, if you eat your liver, then you get to go to the graduation. If you're a good boy, we'll see if you can go. And that's exactly what Judge Mershon's recommendation was. We'll check and see how we are on time. If you're going to play these shenanigans where you delay the entire trial and drag your feet and make a spectacle of yourself, then it's no. But you know what? If you're a good boy, we'll let you go.
You could put one popsicle, not both of them. Put the other one back.
Pats him on the head. It sends him along.
By the way, Biden-Harris tweeted 4 years ago today, as Americans were dying and in need of testing, Trump complained it was ridiculous that he was supposed to do testing in parking lots in the middle of certain state that's 2,000 miles away. And you said he wanted to throttle the testing because the colossal infection rate was making him look bad. Trump's incompetence and selfishness killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, and yet he's somehow neck and neck to be president again. I mean, I was saying yesterday, Bob, I am optimistic like you are with the Bob Seska rule, don't get happy.
Yeah.
But it is terrifying that we're on this razor's edge, right?
Yeah.
I know Chris likes rides. He likes roller coasters. I do not.
It's terrifying that so many people are still with this guy after everything that happened. I mean, just to the testing thing, there's clips. I have audio clips of Donald Trump screaming to his fanboys at a rally, slow the testing down. He's demanding that the testing be slowed down. And why is that? Not because of some practical consideration to avert the pandemic, But in order to make his numbers seem, the infection rate seem lower than it actually is, to benefit him politically.
Yeah.
So he wanted to actually get more people infected with COVID because it made him look better. And we're talking about his own people. So we're talking about a considerable amount of Donald Trump supporters got sick and likely died because Donald Trump wanted to slow the testing down because he was concerned about not getting reelected in November that year.
You know, and Bob, I was thinking this morning how as terrified as we all are, can you imagine how terrified everyone is around the world? America is going to do this again. You tweeted, the Financial Times tweeted, breaking news, the U.S. is on track to grow at double the rate of any other G7 country this year, according to IMF forecasts. And you said, not if the stupids decides that Trump should be president. If that happens, a recession is inevitable, just for starters. Thank you.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that Donald Trump is going to become president. And as Jody and I talk about on my show all the time, that they're all going to get jetpacks made of beef.
Right.
They're all going to get these great... The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has a terrible track record on the economy, at the very least. I mean, between his actual record of a manufacturing recession and an economy-wide deep recession that lost a net 3 million jobs, the worst jobs record in American history, on top of all of that, Donald Trump can't even keep his own businesses afloat, whether it's Trump Steaks or Trump Airlines or Trump University. All these businesses fail, and for the second time in a year, he's in court defending himself over charges that he's a business fraud.
Yeah.
And this is the guy you want to have be the steward of the economy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Where are these 45% of the American voting population completely out to lunch? Cheese off the crackers.
Yeah, and speaking of people around the world, Chris Jackson tweeted, according to a recent book by Franklin Foer, Joe Biden isn't just president of the United States. He's the West's father figure who foreign leaders call for advice and look to for assurance during situations like we currently face. The book says it was his calming presence and his strategic clarity that helped lead the alliance to such an aggressive stance, which stymied authoritarianism on its front lines. He was the man for his age. I'm proud to have a president with the wisdom to lead our nation and the free world. We need him now more than ever. I mean, he brought this whole coalition together that shot down all these Iranian drones. You know, like, I just, you don't even want to go there if Trump were in office right now. What would happen, right?
Yeah, because what we saw was essentially a proportional response from Iran. There was a famous episode of The West Wing where they talk about a proportional response. It's doing just enough so that you're doing something, but not so much that you're actually escalating. But one of the most entertaining parts, the only thing that, you know, you can find some sort of comfort from in this entire situation with Israel and Iran is the fact that I don't think the Republicans know which way to go, because on one hand, they want to stand with Israel. But on the other hand, they know that Putin is with Iran, so they don't want to piss off Vladimir Putin.
Oh, our enemies. Yeah. You don't want to piss off our enemies. Yeah. You retweeted Charlie Kirk said, they folded on FISA, they folded on Ukraine, they folded on our border security without a fight. And, you know, Hal Sparks, you retweeted, said, this is what happens when you only have 3 votes more than the other side, but think you have the mandate of a supermajority. The idiocy and the ego of maggots is on full display. Well, and now, probably on cue, they're going to vacate this speaker.
Yes, they have idiot strength. That is the power that comes with being remarkably stupid. And so they're making all the mistakes, making things worse for themselves. And just in time for an election, we get to watch the Republicans in disarray between now and November. So please, Marjorie Taylor Greene, please, House Republicans, keep going. You're doing great.
You're doing great. Finally, Andrew Weissman, just to bring it back to the trial in New York, he says the stakes, if Trump loses this New York state case, everything is potentially on the line, and he knows it. His presidential campaign, with his only available option to avoid multiple federal and state criminal convictions and significant jail time. I mean, I guess my question, too, is you heard him say it. We just played it over. This is a Biden trial, election interference, Biden totally. Do the vast majority of people that live on, you know, Earth One really think that a state trial about him paying off a porn star when Joe Biden wasn't president is somehow controlled by Joe Biden? I mean, how would that even be possible?
Oh, I know. I assure you, though, most of the normals don't believe that's the case whatsoever. This is Donald Trump making sure his base stays in line, because he desperately needs the red hats in order to make any sort of showing in November. if he loses any of those red hats, if the red hats start to see the details of this trial and future trials, they're going to start to peel away and go, you know what, this guy's not worth it. We're going to kind of back away. I'm not talking about a significant number of them. Just all it takes is a couple of percentage points to seriously affect him.
Yeah.
So he needs to keep all those people in line. And so consequently, he's out there doing the whatever the new version of Chopper Talk, which is to go to the most echoey room that he can find near the courthouse and start screaming. The only question is, where's that whistle woman? The woman with the whistle and... We need more disruption when he's talking, because
also,
it happened yesterday, and he seems so annoyed with whoever it was. Yeah.
I would like to have you join the Me and Hal Sparks game. How long before there will be a very audible fart or an entire full poopy diaper? Which, how soon?
Oh, I'm going before the end of the week. Thursday.
How much of
Friday.
That of his base will peel off when you go, oh, he's an old guy falling asleep that also himself.
It's already happened. Maggie Haberman's just too bashful to report it.
She's bashful. He's dopey and grumpy and sleepy.
Yeah, just everyone manifest this conversation between Maggie Haberman and Jake Tapper. And Jake Tapper's asking her about what happened in court today. Well, how do I put this delicately? The president had an accident. How do I say this on CNN, Jake Tapper?
But you're seeing, he is absolutely proving the case against himself that he's trying to make about Joe Biden. Like, clearly the rallies, he's obviously on something that, you know, he can hype himself up for an hour. But this is what you're seeing. This is him. You know, like, he can't even stay awake. Anyway.
Every attack is a confession.
Yeah.
This is all the whole Joe Biden.
He's proving he's
cocaine.
Not mentally or physically fit, right? Every day. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's watched Donald Trump for the last 9 years that he gets jacked up on something before one of his rallies or before any sort of public appearance. And you can tell also when he's done that and when he hasn't. So, like, for example, look at his UN speech that he did where everyone was laughing at him.
Yeah.
Low energy, weak. He wasn't, you know, but it's because he wasn't jacked up for that. But, his rallies, he gets jacked up.
And, I love he's becoming every stupid nickname he's ever called anyone else. Okay.
Yeah.
I love you, Bob Seska. The Bob Seska
love
Show. SexyLiberal.com. Everything sexy and liberal is there.
Right.
We love you. 51
love
minutes
you.
After the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by being done. Done with debt. Done, man.
Donezo.
Don't, like, let toss and turn all night worrying about your debt. Just say, I'm done with you, debt.
Get it.
Thank you, Jody. Yes. You're so
skedaddle.
Here's the truth. The system. Yes, skedaddle, debt. The system traps you, right? High interest credit cards, loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. You're living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. Done with debt is your lifeline. They have an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators can help you get debt out of your life permanently. Permanently skedaddled.
That's right.
Snap-a-doodle. They get it snap-a-doodled. What? No. Skedaddle, snap-a-doodle. What? Without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt. All the experts are there and brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry. Some debt solutions, as you know, are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Modi.
Hello, hello.
Okay, tweeted a picture of Hal Sparks in studio yesterday with Bonnie and Clyde, and it's too much cuteness.
It was.
Right?
Yeah.
It is. I'm just saying. Oh, and someone said Bonnie looked like she couldn't get enough of Hal. And I said, like all female life forms.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean.
But also, Bonnie's just a happy, healthy dog because of Dr. Marty's.
That's right.
And she has her Mrs. Kiss's breath is so sweet from Dr. Marty. Oh, Dr. Modi, it's the best food in the world. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale. A lot of people don't eat this well. Can I tell you?
This is true.
These are superfoods. And this is why Dr. Marty dogs, like, right, they bring, people bring their dogs to him and he works miracles. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Malcolm Nance coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town. More visits and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.